Hello, everybody, and
welcome back to the Gummy Bear Podcast.
Yep, we're doing another episode. Alice, what is this episode going to be about?
Electricity!
Yes, but you don't have to scream right in my ear. Just hopefully, at the end of this episode, you won't break anything again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and wait. I want to tell them what I don't want you to break, because it's my favorite tool in the house. The microwave.
I love it.
So you can't break it.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to be learning about tons of things about electricity, right?
Yeah.
Are you excited, more excited, or even excited?
More excited.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Well, here we go. Alice, I am so excited to learn about electricity with you.
Yeah. Like 10 days ago, the electricity went out in our house.
Yeah, did you also hear that there was a mini tornado?
Yeah. Hey. That was so scary.
That's what I want to talk about, the electricity going out. So when the electricity goes out, it just means that maybe like, it just means like something like happened to that like electricity pole, like that yellow pole outside in your backyard, and like maybe a tree hit it. And it usually happens during storms, so like when you're like, hey, why did my electricity go out during a storm and it keeps on happening during storms? It's probably because the storm hit the tree and then the tree hit the electricity pole, right, Alice? Mm-hmm. And then the electricity pole, it creates all the electricity for your house. And like, if you're wondering, like, if it creates all my electricity for my house, and like then my power went off, then why is it going off for other people, like my neighbors? And that's a good question. But it how that happens is the electricity pole is so you know those like little lines you see on those poles, right, Alice? When you go driving, maybe those poles and lines are all there are some other lines that are connected to the backyard of people's houses, and then that creates all the electricity. So all those lines are connected, and so that's how that happens. Did you know that, Alice?
No.
Yeah. Alice, do you want to learn?
Sure.
Okay. Talking about a goldfish. We bring goldfish.
Yeah, it's called Princess Goldfish.
Well, I brought Rainbow Goldfish, but you brought Princess Goldfish. Okay, so I learned this from the woman over there. She saw that we were doing stuff about electricity, and she said that electricity. One sec. I forgot what she said. One sec. I gotta hurry back there. One sec. electricity. Okay, this time I actually know. Just as electricity travels at the speed of light. Do you know how fast that is, Alice?
I think it's 300,000 kilometers per second.
Yes! High five. Ah! Good! I'm gonna go home because I have a book all about electricity. So I'll be right back.
Bye!
So this is what I learned, though. I'll tell it to Alice later. I learned that a spark of electricity can measure up to 3,000 volts. And I think it was, I don't know, I'm going to say like a strike of electricity. I'll go back home and find out later. I'm really bad at remembering things, so I'll find out later if it's right. But a strike of electricity, or I think, is like 3 million volts. So, I'll go home.
Wait, Alice, you're here?
Oh, did you hear what I said? Okay, I'll whisper it to you. Okay, so now I'm gonna go back and try to find it. So you'll be right here. Okay, one sec, I'll be right back. Psst, I'm sorry, but I accidentally messed up. It's actually a bolt of lightning, not a strike of lightning. I'm sorry. Okay, so how this works is, first up, Alice is going to be answering the questions that I ask her. I'm just going to ask her too, because it was kind of difficult to find some electricity facts that were good, because the electricity facts weren't just about electricity, they were about how good the book is. Like, the book likes Batman, let's say. So, yeah. Okay, and so I'm going to ask her two questions, and since it's kind of hard for her to remember questions, she's going to ask me one. And if she wants to, we'll change that to two. So, and if she forgets a question, she could just say skip. Okay, here we go. Taser emits what?
50,000 volts.
Good job. Okay, then lightning is a good example for static electricity. True or false?
True.
Good job, Alice. They were all correct.
Okay, so who found electricity?
Alexander Lodygin.
Do we need electricity?
Yes, we do. Alice, do you want to do a story on electricity?
Yes!
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a nightlight named Elizabeth.
I like that name.
That was what Elizabeth said every night. Because she was proud of her name, everybody kept on teasing her. Like her best friend, Mac. And Mac was outside And it was a Mack truck. He went like this. Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Like Elizabeth. Like Elizabeth. Elizabeth. You're the weirdest that like ever lived. Nobody wants to buy you because you're old and rusty and dirty. Everybody kept on teasing Elizabeth. Elizabeth felt so sad. And she knew she was powered by electricity, and everybody needed electricity, but nobody wanted her for some reason. Everybody thought she was old and gross. Elizabeth didn't know what to do. She felt so weird. And then, the next day, a little girl came. She kept on playing with the nightlight and another nightlight. A newer one, a nicer one. And then she was like, Mommy, Daddy, can I buy both of these nightlights? And then do you know what their parents said? Well, they said this. Heavens no, child. You cannot buy that nightlight. You can buy that nightlight, the newer one and the nicer one, but not that nightlight. That nightlight is so dirty and gross. And that made Elizabeth feel really sad because her mother was talking about Elizabeth, her. And then the child was like, well, okay, I kind of like this one better anyway. And then threw Elizabeth. Elizabeth was so sad. She was crying at nighttime. Oh, what wrong? Said Mac, the Mack truck. Why are you so sad? Is it because you got teased again? Elizabeth was so sad. She was crying so much. And then she had a plan. She thought that maybe she could, like, drive her friend Mack truck. During the storm tomorrow, she could drive the Mack truck, Mack, into a tree. And then kept on driving and driving until the tree fell over and then hit the yellow pole that made electricity turn on. All the lights turn on. Okay, and she knew Mack truck would say yes because he liked damaging. So she asked him,
would you like to?
Would I? Yes!
Okay.
And then that night, he did. He kept on driving and driving into the tree. And then, during the storm. And then the tree fell over onto the yellow pool. And the next morning, all the people came, and the lights were out. And so then they were also scared and worried. And then they saw Elizabeth, the only nightlight in the store. She was lighting up, and everybody was like, whoa, come on, look at here, this nightlight can help us. And then Elizabeth was the most popular thing at the store. The end.
That
was the end of the Gummy Bear podcast. Well, this episode, right?
Yeah.
Why were you trying to copy me?
I just like doing that.
It's kind of awkward. Okay, so, well, yeah, that's the end. Bye!
I'm gonna go make some toast in the microwave. Wait, no, it was something else. Well, I'm just gonna do it.
Okay, don't break anything! Wait a second, that sound only happens when the microwave is broken. Oh no!
Ow, Liz! Wait, what? Oops, sorry, I broke it.
Ugh! my